the power of secondary influencers. Secondary influences come in all different sizes. They may be people I meet when I walk in the door. They're front, usually, well, I'll give you an example. I walked into a warehouse building last week. The person that greeted me, I explained myself as having a building for sale, and he held me up. I looked at the flyer I provided him, and then he asked me to wait a moment. He walked me into the office of the manager of that company, who actually was in the market for the type of building I was promoting that day. It could be a person. I walked into a law firm. The lady that greeted me was the paralegal for the attorney she worked for, and she was influential in getting the attorney to look at a brand new office lease that I had 2 miles from their existing space. It could be a former vendor or friend. I had a friend who was my representative at a local chamber that has moved on to another position selling. And she's originally from Philadelphia. She was able to get me an introduction with a group up in Philadelphia to look at a property that we're helping an owner sell in Philadelphia. So I have a possibility of having three investors from Philadelphia, or meeting three investors from Philadelphia from a lady that was my vendor or representative at the chamber, who now is in a position to help me refer to her circle of influence from where she grew up. I also had an opportunity. One of my one of the leases we just recently did, the person that committed to it walked me over to one of his vendors, which happens to our referral partner, which happened to be an attorney. And the lady that greeted me in the office was the CFO of the attorney's office, and she recognized me because she had been looking at some of the listings that I have posted on the internet, and I was also referred by her residential broker to help them find a building. So my name was fresh in her mind. Well, she already understood what I was doing in the market, and I gave her some feedback on what buildings are available for her needs, obviously including the broker that recommended me to them. Immediately, she came out and offered me a referral to a roofing company that's in the market for a building. So the bottom line is, secondary influencers are people that may not be the direct person buying a property. They may not have use for, you know, what I'm selling or what you're selling at that particular point in time, but they may know somebody who does have use for what you're trying to do and be willing to introduce you to those relationships based on, well, their nature, for one, to the value that you've presented, or reputation that you've presented to your market, and three, by just being available in conversation space, normally walking in the door, to tell them what you're about and offer some useful ideas for them to prompt people that they may refer you to. So I've actually benefited by secondary influencers in the market indirectly 17 times over the past 18 months. Just being available and continually revisiting the market and being visible in the market with offerings that we have for our listings. And I believe that any salesperson can do the same thing in their industry and encounter these types of scenarios if they stay the course and consistently put themselves out there in a generous, non-threatening way. So